meets and whoever he talks to.
Yeah, and it was just extraordinary. Stood at the glass in the studio watching him play piano to a song that we wrote. It was just breathtaking.
Yeah, when you said that, you put both your hands up, like you're pushing against glass, like you're a five-year-old boy. Was that how you look?
Yeah.
Elton! My nose. Boom, 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 boom.
My nose pressed against the glass.
This is Robinson! you guys are so big, sort of everywhere. That's the thing. But the you know, when you read that about bands sometimes, you don't really know how. But with you, you go, when you first started out, you just went wherever you were asked to, didn't you? As soon as you got a request, you just went, yep, Russia, fine, let's go.
Yeah, pretty much. We were making music for a long time before, and we were playing to like three people, two people. And as soon as somebody said, there's an audience for you in Finland or Ukraine or Poland, we were just like, if someone wants to see us play, we're getting on a plane.
Yeah.
So it was very, it still is very exciting to us, you know.
We
turn up at different countries and we're a very different band everywhere we go. And it just makes the journey through it all a very exciting one. It's all a big adventure.
Who not necessarily gets you more than anyone else, but where did you turn up to a certain place quite early on and just go, blimey, this is, I can't believe we've got such a big following here and these people know our lyrics, and you know, and whether that kind of translates through different cultures. I say Italians like you.
They do. They, one of the strangest places, I guess, that we went early on was Iceland. And we did a gig to Iceland, in Iceland, to sort of like one in six people or something.
Yeah.
It was a place you never expect to go anyway.
Yeah.
And just an extraordinary compliment, you know, and we just, Some Kind of Heaven that we just played was number one in Kyrgyzstan about 3 weeks ago. We found that out.
Have you been to Kyrgyzstan?
No, but
we'll go.
But I still find it really interesting and
so strange that you're number one in a country that you haven't been to. You know,
I know. But I kicked back that morning.
How do you know? Maybe the statues of you guys there.
Who knows?
Maybe. Like, I think high school was named after you. Where's the most? I was going to say the most unique destination, but because I've got down here, is it Chelyabinsk?
Chelyabinsk in Russia.
Is that near Chernobyl?
No, it's in the middle of Russia. We did a tour of Russia where we went to Siberia and to like the Mongolian border and things like that.
What's that like?
It was amazing. We were in a lot of the places. We were the first Western band to ever go. So it was a really sort of touching moment. But they're huge. These cities have got like 3-4 million people in them, you know. And they're like an 8-hour flight from Moscow, 4 hours from Japan and stuff like that.
And I know we live in a small world now, but their impression of Englanders, or the British, must be that these two, they must think we're all as well-dressed as you.
The book stops with us.
You do us a great favour.
Yeah, right? We're doing a service.
You guys dress so well. Everyone thinks we're sartorially blessed. As a
service.
It's wonderful. Well, did I read in Chelyabinsk, you shouldn't drink the soup, or shouldn't eat the soup?
No, we weren't sure when we got there.
There's some rumours flying around about the quality of the soup.
We were just on this weird adventure where we would look up the places before we arrived, and there was all these strange tales about places.
Does it now make you, when you book a tour, you go, we've got to go back there, and you've got to do that, and you've got to do that?
Yeah, and then we go, where haven't we been?
Yeah.
And there's not many places left now.
That's so nice.
Kyrgyzstan next, I guess.
Go back to Iceland. What happened? I read this story about you waking up in a hotel, you can't remember anything. It's like a scene from The Hangover. There was blood everywhere. Someone cut their leg, and you woke up, and you didn't know what was going on.
Where do you read these things?
In my notes. I don't know if any of this is right. But is it true? It's a great story, if it is.
It says so in the notes.
If trashing it says in your notes, then it's
says here, it says
true.
Here, under the headline, trashing entire hotels, rather than just rooms.
That's a good headline.
Yeah, isn't it? It's the issue of your next album.
If it says it, but we like to, I don't know, we don't take anything for granted, you know. We're very grateful and very overwhelmed by it all. Still, three albums in, we find it all very exciting and fun.
Yeah.
And it's all we ever dreamed of. And when you're like 16 years old and you're looking at posters on your wall of people, your favourite rock stars and stuff, all you want them to do is stuff that you can't. So
yeah, also
you feel obliged.
For a lot of years, we didn't really do anything. We just sort of sat making tunes in Manchester, in like Longsight and Rusholme and all sorts of like strange boroughs. And then someone says, do you want to you fancy nipping over to Finland doing a show, you sort of go, all right. And then 5 years later, we said yes to a lot of things.
Yeah. It's nice you've never lost that novelty, though. It's nice that that's never worn off, because you do, you know, and it's not, it's, you totally understand it, because suddenly your touring schedule and promo schedule takes over. Some people come in after the, you know, three albums in, they look knackered and look tired, and they look a little bit jaded and weary with it. It's nice you know that, and you've, it's still in there, that you, it's an exciting time, and you know.
Yeah, I think we,